Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, sponsored by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11's Anna Rivera.
And this is Ms. Marvel, Total Superhero. Kamala Khan was totally a superhero. Or maybe she was a sort of superhero, a person with sort of superpowers. Kamala thought that was probably more accurate. Her friend Bruno kept telling her she was a real superhero, not a sort of superhero, but it didn't feel real to her. Not yet. It was still all too new. So here's how it all started. One night, when Kamala was still just a normal teen, she'd been down by the Jersey City waterfront when a strange mist started to roll in off the river. It was the tarragon mist, a gas that reveals when people have special genes, a mist that can activate superpowers. When Kamala staggered out of the mist, something was different. She was different. She looked just like her hero, Captain Marvel. Pretty quickly, Kamala figured out what had happened. She was an Inhuman. She now had the power to change the shape of her body, her face, even her size. Kamala realized that she needed a superhero identity. While she wanted to honor her all-time favorite hero by naming herself Ms. Marvel, she also wanted her own look. Inspired by clothing customs from her Muslim upbringing, she created her very own costume. Now she was Miss Marvel, protector of Jersey City, scourge of criminals, safekeeper of corner stores, sort of superhero. So that's how Kamala Khan became Miss Marvel. But what was Miss Marvel doing on this particular night?
Nothing, Miss Marvel muttered, looking around. A cricket chirped a few buildings away, a baby was crying. It was late, and everyone was home. Nobody was committing any crimes. Ms. Marvel knew she should be happy about this. Peace and quiet was good. But she had been kind of looking forward to using her powers on some evildoers.
Well, I guess I'm going home, Ms. Marvel said to herself. Crash! Two people barreled into the alley. Ms. Marvel watched as they stood up and squared off. She gasped quietly. One of them was Carol Danvers herself, Captain Marvel. And the other was the inventor? Miss Marvel squeaked. She knew all about this guy. He was half man, half bird, and all bad. Captain Marvel raised her fist. A yellow glow began to build around her hand, but before she could zap the inventor, he raised a homemade-looking weapon, and it fired a strange pulse of light at Captain Marvel. The ray of pulsing light wrapped itself around Captain Marvel like a squirming octopus of energy. Gah! She yelled, pawing at the tentacles of light, but she couldn't dislodge them. Miss Marvel was torn. Should she pursue the villain, or should she help her hero? She made her decision to leap down into the alley, stretching her legs impossibly long to help control her fall. The inventor grinned and fled. Boom! The inventor's energy field vaporized in a cloud of blinding yellow light. Captain Marvel staggered back right into the dumpster. Miss Marvel couldn't believe the Captain Marvel was right in front of her. Even covered in old burrito wrappers, she was so cool. You're Ms. Marvel, right? Captain Marvel said. Ms. Marvel was shocked. You know who I am? Of course, Captain Marvel said. The Avengers got a report that the inventor had squirreled away a piece of a Wakandan ship, so we all spread out to find it, and I'm assigned to check out Jersey City. It's your turf. You want to help me out? The two Marvels took off running after the inventor, and as they ran, Ms. Marvel's thoughts were racing. What was the inventor doing with Wakandan aerial tech? Where could he possibly be keeping it? And then suddenly, she had an idea. There was a scrapyard about 10 blocks to the south that had a lot of old cars, parts of boats, even bits of airplanes in it. If the inventor had stolen Wakandan tech, then maybe he was using it to power one of his junkyard inventions. Got any ideas? Captain Marvel asked. You know this area way better than I do. The scrapyard, Ms. Marvel said with confidence. She pointed an elongated finger. It's down the street. Brilliant, Captain Marvel cried. Ms. Marvel lengthened her legs to keep up with Captain Marvel. Soon, they arrived at the scrapyard. The inventor was there. Boy, was he ever there. Ms. Marvel's eyes went wide when she saw him. Adorable, he said with a sneer, looking down at two superheroes from his stolen perch. I bet you think you can beat me. Me, a genius scientist in a jet of my own design, complete with Wakandan tech. He punched a button and half a dozen missiles shot toward Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel. Embiggen, Ms. Marvel yelled. Captain Marvel raised her fists. They were shimmering with unearthly power.
Thinking fast, Ms. Marvel grabbed a junkyard car out of a scrap heap and hurled it at the inventor. "Keep him coming," Captain Marvel yelled to Ms. Marvel. "Distract him!" Ms. Marvel picked up cars, dumpsters, I-beams, whatever she could find, and threw them at the inventor. He steered clear of each one, but that meant he wasn't looking at Captain Marvel, who was glittering brighter and brighter. Boom! Captain Marvel released a blast of power that shorted out the ship entirely. "No!" the inventor cried as his ship plummeted toward the ground. Ms. Marvel grabbed the ship out of the air in an embiggened hand and held it tight. "Righteous," Ms. Marvel said. The inventor squirmed and squealed, but he was stuck in the powerless ship. And just like that, it was over. They defeated the inventor together. "I owe you one, Ms. Marvel," Captain Marvel said. Behind them, agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. were hauling the inventor away. She had already called it into the rest of the Avengers to let them know the tech had been secured. T'Challa told me to thank you on his behalf. It was all sinking in. She'd teamed up with Captain Marvel, and they'd been a great team. "Happy to help," she said, her eyes wide. "Let's do this again soon." Captain Marvel smiled. "I look forward to it," she said, and she stuck out her hand. Ms. Marvel shook it enthusiastically. Without another word, Captain Marvel rocketed off into space. Ms. Marvel stood there for a long time, watching the trail of light fade and vanish. Captain Marvel had shaken her hand. Captain Marvel had treated her like a partner. She had even told her she'd save the day. "Maybe, just maybe, I'm a real superhero," Ms. Marvel exclaimed. Ms. Marvel, protector of Jersey City, scourge of the inventor and junkyard thieves everywhere. Total superhero.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.